وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. جاء عند الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى في حديث صححه جمع من أهل العلم، it came an authentic المسند الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى أنه authenticated by lots of علماء، some of them الشيخ الباني والشيخ مقبل and others، من حديث ابن عمر narration of ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما ذاته said the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يكره أن تؤتى معصيته. الله جل وعلا he likes from us to practice the ease that he bring it to us during the hardship, like how he hate from us to commit any kind of sins. وفي حديث آخر إن الله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يحب أن تؤتى عزائمه. Allah عز وجل like from us to practice the opportunities and to during the hardship, like how he like from us to do the obligate rules, like how he like from us to practice the obligate rules, he also like from us to practice the ease at the same time. Because both of them in the end responded to Allah's order Jalla wa'ala. That's why logically why this kind of opportunities and easy practicing came to us, it's because a mercy from Allah Ta'ala to ourselves. That's why one of the main five principles in Islam من الخمسة الأصول القواعد العامة في الشريعة المشقة تجلب التيسير. The hardship always will bring ease. Like how Allah said in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسَّرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. What Allah wants from you always is the ease. Allah doesn't like to put hardship on you. يعني on his slaves, جل وعلا. ولهذا حفظكم الله تعالى تجدون أن هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه دائما وأبدا هو الأخذ بالرخص عند أن تشرع على الوضع الشرعي الصحيح. If you see the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions always to practice this kind of opportunities and this kind of ease during the hardship, because it what Allah عز وجل want from us. From here, my dear brothers and sisters, you should realize practicing this kind of opportunities and ease during the hardship is the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's why there is no one hadith, authentic hadith show us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray the dhuhr or the asr or the isha four rak'at in the prayer. He always used to short it and he combined it too. For sake of what? For sake of an ease. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah fi sahihain qala alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laysa min albirri siyamu fi safar. For those who they have hardship, if they fast, if they feel it hard and heavy on them when they fast during the traveling, the Prophet said, it's not from the good deeds to fast during traveling if it's hard for you. It's not a good deed. It's wrong. You're supposed to open your fast during traveling if it's easier for you. And so on, other examples. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is also the logic understanding from it. وفقك الله.